Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this meeting of the Cabinet, Strathbourne of Council, 10th of April 2025. We'll go through the agenda as set out. Minutes of the 6th of March 2025. Everyone happy to sign the minutes?
Aye.
Okie dokie. Any apologies?
Councillor Pearce, leader.
Thank you. Councillor, question time?
They're nil.
And we're down to four, which are proposals of the Cabinet members. So the first one is the Climate Action and Nature Recovery Portfolio, Climate Change Strategy 2025-2030. The Cabinet member is not here. I take it everyone has read the proposed report. Any comments on it?
I've got something to say about it on behalf of Councillor Beard.
Excellent, if you could please, yep.
First of all, those of you who are here, please note that there was an administrative error with the version of the strategy that was published on the website. That has now been replaced. If you pick up the version in the morning, say by noon, that will be the correct version. It's a few typos and things like that. It's just the wrong version I put up. So, this report asks for Cabinet to agree the approval and adoption of the Climate Change Strategy 2025-2030. This includes the new climate change, the new climate action board, and the climate action plan 2025. So this takes us for the next 5 years on strategy, and it's the plan for the next year. I also ask that Cabinet approves and provides delegated authority to the head of regulatory services, consultation with a Cabinet member for climate action green recovery, to make any changes, amendments or updates to the strategy and or the plan as necessary. Also, can you note that regular performance and delivery updates will be provided to us on a minimum of either quarterly or 6 monthly reporting cycle as determined by the Head of Regulatory Services and the Cabinet Member. So the background to this, the Government's Climate Change Committee states that only a third of the emissions reductions required to achieve our national net zero target are covered by credible plans. The new strategy looks to put in place a simple way forward, supported by a trackable action plan which comprehensively measures the work being delivered to reduce the production of carbon emissions in our borough. Our council has a target to reach net zero operations. Climate action is a fundamental consideration when delivering council services, but we need to develop a pragmatic and realistic approach to doing this. So the 5-year strategy looks to develop this approach alongside action plans that demonstrate exactly what activities are taking place to contribute to the reduction of our operational carbon emissions. So the new strategy, the action plan and the Climate Action Board will allow us to track, review and ensure that we are moving towards our net zero targets in a meaningful way. And in doing this, we hope to lead by example and to support and encourage other organisations in our locality to do the same. This will be achieved by focusing on a number of key areas within our own service delivery, which will be the most impactful. This will deliver changes to the way that we work, facilitating the shift towards carbon neutrality, encouraging others in the borough to do the same. And in addition, the strategy sets out a clear intent to commit to work with businesses and communities across the borough to engage, educate and facilitate them to deliver their own steps towards carbon neutrality. So, to reiterate, the action plan will be reviewed and updated annually. The performance against this will be tracked by the Climate Action Board, which will be chaired by the Cabinet Member, and which will meet quarterly. So I commend this report.
Thank you, Councillor Reid. Any comments on that? No? Everyone happy that we accept the recommendations and move on?
Aye.
Thank you very much, members. Next is B, Community Portfolio, and that would be Councillor Hood.
Thank you, Leader. Permission to spend. £72,382 has been allocated from the Staffordshire Commissioner, which will enable our community safety partnership team to focus on local community safety priorities identified within the community strategic assessment and the community wellbeing partnership. Those local community safety priorities are as follows: antisocial behaviour. It's a phrase that's been around for such a long time now, and it used to be that antisocial behaviour was pure mischief. I fear now that through social media, that some of our young people are hearing things and being encouraged by the platform of social media. And recently there's been a spate of antisocial behaviour in Stone which has not been mischief, it's been violence, and it's being dealt with. Perhaps the allocation of funding will hopefully be used towards professional help for those youngsters that are involved, and I'm sure it will. Domestic abuse, community cohesion and tackling extremism, drugs, vulnerability, including mental health and substance misuse, theft, including shoplifting, and violence against the person, which includes stalking and harassment, and violence against women and girls. This week, I was invited by Staffordshire Women's Aid to join their 50th birthday celebration. It can't really be called a celebration because how sad that we've already had 50 years
indeed
of violence against women and girls. A few of their founding members were there to speak and watch the short film that they produced, a very emotive film. Sadly, 50 years on, the numbers of women and children who have to seek the help of Women's Aid is increasing. The funding will run from the 1st of April to the 31st of March 2026. The spending valuation will be submitted to the Community Wellbeing Partnership, the Community Wellbeing Scrutiny Committee, and the Staffordshire Commissioner. In paragraph 6.2, I find it worrying that consideration needs to be given as to whether or not the work needs to be outsourced due to the capacity of our team or carried out in-house, as it will be expensive and take more time. I ask Cabinet accepts and approves the spend of £72,382 community safety funding allocated to improve community safety and reducing crime and disorder in Stafford Borough, and the authority to agree to enable the Council to spend the funding to be delegated to the Head of Wellbeing in consultation with the Community Wellbeing Partnership. Thank you, Leader.
Thank you, Councillor Hood. Any comments, questions? Okay, everyone happy with the recommendations?
Aye.
Thank you very much, members. And the final item tonight is Stafford Community Food Distribution Hub Community Interest Company, and that again will be Councillor Hood.
Thank you, Leader. The Stafford Community Food Distribution Hub, a community interest company, works very hard in getting food for six of the Stafford Borough Council food banks who chose to join and be a part of the hub organisation and receive help from that hub. Last year on May the 7th in a cabinet meeting, members agreed to funding the hub and heard that they had understood that they must explore alternative funding in 2025. This has proved impossible for them as they have reached the stage where they need extra funding from us now and have exhausted all efforts to source further funding. All food banks in the borough are seeing the needs of those who are relying on food parcels rise and are struggling to supply demand. The council recognises the tremendous value of the work of all of our food banks. The council set up the Community Food Distribution Hub in 2022, working with the voluntary sector. The hub receives food from Fair Share, a registered charity that redistributes industry's surplus food. Six of the borough's food banks, once again I'll say, chose to become members of that hub. Elmhope Church, Stafford, the Community Hub in Stone, not the Frank Jordan Community Centre as published, Homecroft Community Centre, Stafford, the House of Bread, Stafford, and Signpost Services Food Bank at Rising Brook in Stafford, and Staffordshire Women's Aid. Fair Share Midlands will not take on any more new contracts or increase weekly orders as they too are struggling to source sufficient food. This means they cannot extend their scheme to other borough food banks, only those who chose to join the scheme. I ask that we agree to approve additional financial support to the Stafford Community Food Distribution Hub Community Interest Company and to allocate £15,000 to enable them to receive food deliveries for a further 12 months. Thank you, Leader.
Thank you very much, Councillor Hood.
Yeah.
Councillor Kenny.
I just think this is essential because
especially in a time when food donations are at the minimum at the moment, or at least the past 50 years.
Thank you. Anybody else? Everyone happy with the recommendations of the report?
Aye.
Yes.
Thank you very much, members, and that concludes our meeting tonight. Thank you very much. Thank you.